Mike, I've just had a good day here in the club, and I guess Kenturk Rugby Club is a club that really understands how you have to get the whole community spirit into it to kind of drive it. You've grown, and it's kind of steady growth, and you must be happy with where your first team are right now and where the club is as a whole.
Yeah, we're very happy at the moment. We have a very hard-working committee. We get great support locally. We're blessed with the number of coaches that get involved here. Our underage rugby is very strong. Our parents get involved. So there's a lot of good things going on here. A lot of positive feedback locally. Good support. So we're very, very happy where the club is at the moment. You know.
Yeah, people say rugby in Munster is huge, but it's towns like this that have a battle to keep the game alongside, you know, the strengths of the GA, which it is in this part of Cork. So this is a good example of how you can thrive in a real Gaelic games heartland.
You're quite right there. The GA is very, very strong here. Soccer is strong here. But I suppose the fact that we have such a big hinterland in Kenturk Rugby Club, we drive from the Kerry border right over to Macroom and down as far as Charleville. So we have a very big geographical area that we can draw from. It's down to effort from coaches and keeping in touch with young fellas and getting young fellas out playing. And that's this particular team today is proof. When we started mini rugby back all those years ago, these guys have come forward through that system. So that's a testament to the effort that has been put in down along the line, you know. So it's just starting to pay off, you know. So
yeah, how many, like, you have a very strong adult base and underage as well. Like, just talk to me a bit about the kind general idea of the numbers that you have here and what you'd be hoping to target in the forwarding years. Like,
numbers wise, 7 to 11 year olds, we have 169 kids. From 12 to 15s, we would have in excess of 250 kids. 16s, 17s, we're consistently floating around maybe 80, 90 kids. After that, we tend to struggle maybe a small bit from the older age groups, guys going to college at 19, that kind of stuff. But we're still fielding teams. Today we fielded a team against Mallow. We had maybe a panel of maybe 18, 19. There's a few out missing through other sport commitments. On the 17s level, we had a panel of 25, 26. We're very constant with that panel. And as I said, as the age gets older, it's tougher to hold on to guys. But, you know, we seem to be holding on to our fair share, you know. So
and the lads are, I'm talking to them in there. They say, look, you know, they don't have the depth of squads that some of the teams have in this league, but they want to target silverware this year. And I'm sure as a club, you'd be hoping maybe Challenge Cup, maybe even in this competition.
Yeah. You know, we have a policy here where up as far as maybe 15, 16 year olds, we don't really worry too much about winning. It's more about getting young guys out there, getting them running, using the skill levels, bringing guys forward. After that, obviously, we start targeting silverware, and I suppose our flagship being our Division 1 team, you know, it's very important for them to bring the bacon home every now and again to keep the interest going in the club and keep the locality. Our matches are fairly well attended throughout the season, purely because the guys are winning on a fairly consistent basis. So, and it's down to their work rate. They train very hard outside of training hours. A lot of them are very big into fitness themselves, so they keep themselves in shape. You know, we're very fit sides, and I think that proves, you know, that pays dividends towards the end, you know, especially towards the back end of the season, you know. So
listen, it's been a great day. I really enjoyed it. Thanks a million for having me.
Okay, Rob, thank you very much.